Hello, this is Devorah Lansky of Virtual Book Tours Made Easy, and I'm here today with our top five Hall of Fame achievers. These individuals, these authors, have accomplished a great deal during the past several weeks in setting up their book tour and their book blog, and we are here to honor and celebrate them, and I'm excited to introduce you to them. Next up, we have Maureen Torpy, who's calling in from Canada. Hello, Maureen.
Hi, Devorah.
Would you share with us the title of your book?
My book is titled Going Forward, Downsizing, Moving, and Settling In.
Well, let me share with you a little bit about Maureen. Maureen Torpy is a practicing professional organizer who has not only downsized and moved herself several times, she has coached and assisted others to do the same. She writes from personal experience as well as from the perspective of her clients. She's the author of two previous books, Let's Get Organized, 172 Tiplets to Simplify Life, and Christmas Workbook, How to Plan and Create a More Meaningful Christmas. Maureen lives in North Bay, Ontario, Canada, where she operates her business, Declutter Coach. Welcome, Maureen. Share with us how you came to write your book.
Well, as you mentioned earlier, I've downsized and moved myself a number of times, and the same with clients of mine. And I realize that the clients don't really have a clue where to start. And that's where they always ask me, where do I start? What do I do? So I thought it would be interesting to put this on paper to help other people go through the process so they will understand what needs to be done, how long it might take, how it's going to feel to go through this, and plan ahead what to do with the things that they can't take with them that won't fit into their new smaller home. Whether that's an apartment, a condo, a smaller house, or perhaps a care facility. So that was really my motivation for writing it, is to help my clients and others who are downsizing and need some kind of a blueprint to follow.
And who is your ideal client?
Well, my ideal clients, there are actually two groups. One would be the individuals who are ready to downsize, and even those just thinking about it. So those two groups. The children of these folks, especially adult children with an elder who may be in this position and not really know where to start themselves, maybe be far away, not knowing where to begin. And, you know, we're really on the cusp of the baby boomers reaching retirement age. So now more than ever, the 50 and 60-somethings are thinking about their future housing needs. Their children have left the nest, and the house might be too big for them. They might have health issues surfacing. They may want to travel with or without responsibilities. And they just maybe simply are tired of maintaining a big home. So, you know, as we move forward in age, we're a healthier bunch than ever before. We're more mobile with varied interests and the ability to travel. And a large home really becomes an encumbrance when there are choices available, you know, smaller places that would suit a new lifestyle. And for the first group that I mentioned, we might simply be wanting more space in our current homes without even thinking about a move. We've realized we just have more stuff than we want around us. We may be buying into minimalist movement, and just not wanting anything more around us, and even the smallest thing is considered clutter. So there's really those two groups who are interested in this book.
And what is your vision for your book or for your success as an author?
My vision is to help individuals prepare and undertake their downsizing process so they have a blueprint for what to do and how to do it without the stress involved. There is a lot of stress involved in the downsizing and the moving, and it doesn't have to be there. So one of my goals is to remove that stress. Another one is to help people prepare, as I mentioned earlier, and just take all of this in stride. It doesn't need to be the big bad stressor that it sometimes is.
And Maureen, as a participant of the Virtual Book Tour Made Easy course, what did you enjoy most either about the course or the concepts you learned?
Well, Devorah, it was really a huge learning curve for me, and I learned so much, and I still have a lot to absorb and implement. But I did learn about the author platform, what's involved, and the education to build it. I learned that it was important to keep checklists, even though I do it in my own life. I haven't done it really in a course before, and having those at the end of each module really kept me on track. The course also encouraged me to return to Facebook and set up an author page, which I'd been off Facebook for a long time, and I'd kind of given up on it. So those are really the things that I'm taking away from the course right now, plus the fact that there was a lot of material. You guided us through it so carefully and so well that I really felt that I was... I'm trying to think of the image now. I think I was just kind of floating along, doing the things that needed to be done as they needed to be done, and I didn't feel any pressure, although we did have deadlines. I was able to take it all in stride and just absorb it and loved every minute of it.
Well, fantastic. And your focus is what got you on this call today. This call is featuring our top five achievers in our Virtual Book Tours Hall of Fame. So congratulations to you for your success.
Thank you.
And share with our listeners, share with the URL to your book blog.
To the book blog is
or to your book to your book site, where you want them to go, to your site.
Okay. It is goforwarddownsize.com.
Goforwarddownsize.com. Thank you, and thank you for being with us today, Maureen.
It was my pleasure, Devorah. Thank you.